今日咱的经文是记载伫《约翰记上》第十八章37-46节。
Today's scripture is found in 1 Kings 18:37-46.
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，让这个百姓知影你耶和华是上帝，搁知影是你叫这个百姓的心回转。对安尼，耶和华降落下来，烧尽烧济茶、石头、钉头。各烧打高来的水，将百姓看去了，就呼拍的对讲：耶和华是神，耶和华是上帝。伊利亚对因讲：抓着巴力的先知，唔用阮一个人逃脱，将人就抓着因。伊利亚带因到基述河边，伫遐杀了因。伊利亚对因对阿合讲：你现在通上去。吃饮，因为最好的风声了。阿合就上去吃饮。伊利亚上了加密山顶，屈伫底，将面拍伫两个脚头乌的中间，对仆人讲：“你上去往海观看。”仆人就去观看，讲：“无虾米。”伊讲。你国家再去观看，亲像安尼七迈，第七迈仆人讲，我看到一个碎片的云，对海来起来，不过亲像人的手安尼大。伊利亚讲，你上去甲阿合讲，着拖车落去，免得拖雨阻挡。无偌久，天因为风云乌暗。降落大雨，阿合就坐车往耶稣入去了。耶和华的灵降伫伊利亚的身上，伊就缩上腰，走伫阿合的头前，直到耶稣入的城。
Let us all read aloud together. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know what you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back.Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slaughtered them there.And Elijah said to Ahab, Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again, seven times.And at the seventh time he said, Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea. And he said, Go up, say to Ahab, Prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you. And in a little while the heavens grew black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And that the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garments and ran before Ahab,to the entrance of Jezreel. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters. Peace.
兄弟姊妹，我感觉大家思想到咱要认捌上帝了，咱要再回应咱的上帝。
We have been looking at how to know God and how to respond to God.
兄弟姊妹，当你好好了解咱的一生的时阵，你感觉我当认捌上帝，我只有一句话讲，这个是完完全全出自上帝恩典。
When we look back at our whole life, we are come to understand that the only reason we can know God is by God's grace.
兄弟姊妹，当你在看以利亚这个生命的时阵，你到这个时 时百姓到落尾有人认不耶和华，然后回应耶和华，这个实在是上帝恩典。
When we look at Elijah's story, we also realize that the people came to know that the Lord is God also by God's grace.
啊，为什么呢？因为你开始咧看这段经文的时阵，你看到那不是上帝差派以利亚。阿哈王根本无机会看到以利亚。
Why do I say that? First of all, if God had not sent Elijah, then Elijah could not have met Ahab.
因为上帝能拿走这个以利亚跟阿哈见面，完完全全这个是无可能的。
If God had stopped Elijah from going to Ahab, then this event wouldn't have taken place.
所以你看到这个过程里面，你看到上帝手来引导，让以利亚。
All the circumstances were under God's guidance, so that in the end, Elijah met Ahab. Secondly, when you look at Elijah's prayer, Elijah prayed a very important statement. He said to allow these people to know the Lord, and that they would turn their hearts back.
So, 换一句话讲，这款人我当我去找耶和华，这个是上帝在人的心里面做工。
In other words, these people can turn back to God because God was working in their heart.
那假使那无上帝在迄个所在做工，人也无法当归回回应上帝。
If God had not been working in their heart, then they wouldn't have returned to Him.
所以你看麦带领的是耶和华。
So it was God who was guiding.
感动人的是耶和华。
God who was moving in people's hearts.
然后到落尾，当这个以利亚面对这款的假先知的时，伊是在将耶和华本身加一摆在人的面前显露出来。
And when Elijah was having this contest with the prophets of Baal, it was God Himself who again revealed.
所以上帝在迄个所在显现落去，是这个是上帝的启示。
God manifested Himself and people knew God as
result. 所以这个启示本身也完完全全出自耶和华本身，因为圣经讲，这个亚以利亚是照上帝的引带所做的物件。
Again, God revealed Himself clearly there on Mount Carmel because Elijah was following the commands of the Lord.
所以你会看到上帝的带领。
So it was God leading, guiding.
你看到上帝的感动。
It was God working in people's hearts.
你看到上帝的启示。
And it was God revealing Himself.
所以你加加起来讲，今仔日这款以色列的百姓有法当信靠耶和华、侍奉耶和华，只有一句话通讲，这是神的恩典。
So you put one and one together, and you realize that the Israelites were able to believe in God, know that God is real, turn back to God because of God's grace.
但是今仔日我要甲大家思想的是啥物
？So today I would like to consider with you.
等你跟我认不了耶和华的时阵
，After we come to know God，
然后咱有经历着上帝什么，上帝爱咱做什么
？How do we experience Him more？ And what does God want us to do？
这个是咱今仔早起咱要好好思想的物件。
This will be our focus this morning。
然后咱看到头一方面，一个敬拜，一个人诚实认不了耶和华以后
，First of all。After a person knows God,
了这个人头上面，这个人会回归的耶和华的。
First of all, this person will return to God.
因为当这个当这人看到这个上帝显现的时
，After the people saw God's epiphany,
然后你看到当以利亚祈祷的时阵，火就降临了。
Elijah prayed and fire fell from heaven.
然后当这个火就降临的时，就将迄个祭物。
The fire fell so strongly that it consumed the burnt offerings as well as dried up all the water even in the trench. And that was how God showed that He was the real God. And then what happened? Something special happened.It says all the people fell on their faces. And they said two things.
讲什么?
They said,
Yahweh 是神, Yahweh 是神.
They made two statements. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
很简单的两句话.
It's very simple.
Yahweh 是神, Yahweh 是神.
The Lord, He is God.
那这句话让我们看到因本身做了一个很重要的一个选择决定。
And so these people had a choice to make.
然后伊是一个回应了认不所认不的耶和华，伊讲啥物？伊就是我的上帝。
They made an important choice in the face of God revealing Himself, and they said, "God, the Lord is God.
所以你若明白这句话的时阵
，If you understand this statement，
然后你会看到有几个真重要的回归。
You see a few ways that the Israelites were turning to God。
然后头一方面，伊是思想顶面的回归。
First of all, they turn to God in their minds。
因为圣经里面讲真清楚这样代志。
The Bible says,
用耶和华是上帝，耶和华是上帝。
They declared, the Lord He is God. The Lord He is God.
换句话，这个时阵哦，伊在百姓看到上帝时阵，伊讲，哎，这个耶和华是上帝。
So when they saw the fire fall from heaven, they recognized in their mind, in their thinking, that the Lord is God.
所以换句话，伫个知识内面，伊知影这个是上帝咯。
So mentally, they understood the Lord is God.
兄弟姊妹，一个人要回归吼。上帝有做一个真重要的工作，是让人的思想真清楚，知影上帝是上帝。
For a person to return to God, God does a very important thing of changing the mind of this person so that he knows who is God.
其实世界有真多对甲唔对，是甲唔是存在伫这个世界里面。
In this world, there are a lot of good and bad things, right and wrong things.
但是真多时阵哦，伫咱内面有时阵看袂清楚。
But oftentimes we do not see clearly.
然后咱以为达项皆是无问题，撒旦。
And we see everything as being okay.
但是其实上帝吼，有咧。和咱认不伊的时阵，上帝和咱的思想超好些，看到应该看的物件，看到对的物件。
But as God slowly changes us and He allows us to know Him, our mind will begin to see what are the right things and what are the wrong things.
因为一个人当犯罪了，这个人的思想本身常常受到人所爱，然后世界的物件、魔鬼的作为，和咱看袂清楚真侪代志。
Because people.In our sinfulness, we often cannot see clearly, and Satan blinds us to a lot of things. For example, for a time, I was an atheist.
And
being an atheist, I firmly believed that to see is to believe, and if I don't see it, I won't believe it. But then we should ask the question.
是不是你看到真实是对呢？
Is seeing believing?
那还是你看到唔对，是不是到落尾实在唔对呢？
Do you always see right? Or if you see something as wrong, is it really wrong?
那这个值得咱想的一项物件。
Now this is something worth our thinking.
是我咧教神学的时阵。
When I teach in class in seminary.
我有一摆我学学生讲代志。
One time, I tell my students one thing.
我给他脱一个眼镜，然后我看到一个姊妹坐在我头前，一个学生。
I took off my glasses and I looked at one of the ladies in the class.
然后我就跟全班学生讲，这个女的，你讲伊水还是歹看
？And I asked the class, "Do you think she is good looking?"
然后我看伊一个。
And I looked at her.
然后我就跟伊讲，你是全班里面第一歹看一个女的。
And I said, "You're the ugliest looking girl in the class."
啊，当然，迄个女的听起讲，哇，这个牧师讲我全班第一歹看，迄个女的真无爽，你知无
？And of course, she was very hurt that I call her the ugliest girl in the class.
然后我就问一个问题。
And I asked the class.
我问班呢？
I asked the rest of the class.
然后你讲这个女的水还是无水
？What about you? Do you say that she is beautiful?
然后边头我学生讲，哇呀水，牧师这个也水。
And all the other classmates say she is a beautiful girl.
那我问你
，And so I ask you，
伊是歹看还是水
？Is she ugly or beautiful？
哈，水，歹看。哈，歹看水，水水看。
Is she ugly or beautiful？
你睇落尾學生講伊水，講伊水，伊水，伊水。
The classmates say that she's beautiful.
啊，我講成只扮姿態睇看。
And I say she is very ugly.
然後我問佢哋女嘅。
And I ask the girl.
啊，你感覺你水也無水
？Do you think you are beautiful or ugly？
然後即係學生就答含含啦。
And she said so-so.
啊，又唔敢講伊水，又唔敢講伊睇看。
She didn't say either beautiful or ugly.
啊，落尾我就解講。
But I said in the end.
Hey, sorry, sorry.
Sorry?
原来你真水啦。
You are actually beautiful.
啊，你知什么问题不
？But you know what the problem was?
因为我无挂目镜啦。
I was not wearing my glasses.
啊，等我挂了目镜了的时。
So when I put on my glasses.
啊，原来你也水吧啦 ，sorry。
Then I realized that you actually look beautiful.
这弟兄们，你想我这个问题
？So think about it.
我问你，我看伊对唔对
？Did I see right?
啊，我看伊对唔对
？Did I see right?
比如讲，我现在目睭看娜塔莎，水也歹看。
Suppose I'm looking at Natasha now. Is she beautiful or ugly?
我若甲伊讲水吼，可能是歹看。
If I say she is beautiful, then maybe she is ugly.
因为我无挂目镜。
Because I'm not wearing my glasses.
所以咱真侪时阵哦，咱特别以为咱所看是对啦。
So oftentimes.We trust in what we see, and we think we always see right. In other words, we place our faith in our sight. And we use what we see to determine everything else. And so we determine what is beautiful and ugly based on what we see.
你明白嗎？所以有很多時候我們每次以我在做這個中心來評判兩種東
西。 So oftentimes we judge a lot of things based on what we perceive.
兄弟姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
但是上帝在人来做工的时阵，让人认不上帝，不是看你怎样。
But when God is working in someone, then it is no longer what you see that matters.
乃是第一重要是上帝显示乎你，启示乎你，让你知影意思上。
It is what God shows to you, what God reveals Himself to be that matters.
不是看你怎样去解释伊。
It's no longer what you see or how you explain it.
不是用你的主观才有去明白伊。
It's not your subjective perception of a thing that matters.
是上帝直接所在跟你讲伊是啥。
But it's God telling you who He is.
所以伫这个时阵，上帝让人的思想一个歪头。
So God changes a person's mind.
所以这个时，然后转来百姓就我当讲啥物啊？耶和华上帝，是耶和华是上帝。
In this story, God changed the people's mind so that they declared the Lord He is God.
但是你会记得，这个不是孤单思想顶面的回归。
But remember that to turn to God is not simply a changing of the mind.
为什么我讲安尼？
Why do I say that?
因为其实吼。在羅馬書第一章裡面有一項事情發生。
In Romans chapter 1, we see one thing.
另外你若對羅馬書第一章第十到二十節裡面已經講什麼，上帝在自然界已經啟示讓我們知道有一個上帝。
In Romans chapter 1, it says that in nature, God has already revealed that there is a God.
所以換一句話，人我當透過這個自然界知道有一個上帝，是有權能的上帝在那。
In other words,Through nature, through creation, we can know there is a God and He is a mighty God.
但是聖經講什麼？
But the Bible says,
這個很重要。聖經講，人無將伊當作上帝來敬拜。
But the Bible says that people do not worship God as God.
Okay, 再講，伊無將上帝當作上帝來敬拜。
They do not honor God as God.
所以換句話講，
In other words,
人有當回應上帝，有時就唔是頭殼嘅問題。
Sometimes it's not a problem of the mind. People know there is God.
然後伊即係時就伊唔是講唔知影即係上帝是啥，伊知影。
Sometimes it's not about not knowing there's a God.
人嘅話頭主要一個真重要嘅物件是人嘅心嘅問題。
One reason that people turn to God is a matter of the heart.
所以呢。聖經講什麼？
So the Bible says,
以利亞祈禱，
Elijah prayed,
讓上帝你讓他們的心跟他回轉。
Elijah prayed that their hearts will be turned back.
所以呢，原來的回歸哦，不是單思想頂面的回歸。
So to return to God is not simply a changing of the mind.
是這個什麼？是意志頂面的一個回歸。
It is also a changing of the heart or the will.
我出來講，上帝，我知道你這個上帝，現在我願意跟他。
In other words, it is when someone says, God, I know you are God, and I decide to let you be God. You understand? It's not a matter of knowing. It's a matter of deciding and choosing God. Oftentimes, parents want what's good for their children, and they tell their children something. But the children know what you want, what you're telling them. And it's up to the children whether they will obey the parents or they will do their own thing. So in the end, it's not just the passing on of what's in your mind. It's the matter of the child choosing.Whether he will do what the parents want or what God wants or what he himself wants.
这个时阵，作个以色列的百姓，当伊看到上帝启示了，伊知影耶和华是上帝，但是伊决定讲耶和华是我的神啊。
Brothers and sisters, you see that the Israelites returned to God not only when they knew that God was God, but also when they chose to worship God as God.
所以回归是思想顶的回归。
So to return to God means a change of mind, of thinking.
这个犹原是一个意志顶面的。
Also a change of the will and a decision.
但是你看到唔单单是安尼。
Further,
然后你看到全的百姓做件代志，因就拍牌伫地，然后讲耶和华是上帝。
Notice that the people fell on their faces, they bowed to the ground, and they declared the Lord is God.
原来吼，实在的回归吼，是全人的回归。
So returning to God is it involves the whole person.
这包括思想。
It involves the mind.
包括了意志,
it involves the will.
要包括了行动,
and it involves actions.
为什么? 当你拍牌落去, 是一个行动。
When they bowed before God, that was an action.
你知道人哦, 心所爱的东西, 决定所爱的东西, 真自然在行动的怎样, 会流露出来。
When we decide or choose something, then we show it in our action.
因为行动本身常常哦，显出咱内心的世界。
Because our actions often reflect what is inside our hearts.
以色列人。
The Israelites.
然后这时阵，当伊认捌这个耶和华的上帝时阵，伊只有一个回应：屈拜的耶和华。
Came to know that the Lord is God, and there was only one thing they could do: they bowed before the Lord.
基督教的信仰不是靠行为得救。
Now in Christianity.We do not say we are saved by work.
了世界有真侪款的信仰是靠行为才来得救。
In many other religions, people are saved by their work.
当然，为什么要靠行为？有两个真重要的原因。
Why do people do good works in other religions?
了头一款是因为讲我要最好要得到一款的报偿。
The first reason is they want to gain some sort of reward from their God.
然后另外一款最好是一款的回报。
Another is they want to repay their gods for a favor.
所以这个是常常有时阵是最好一个动机推动。
And so these are the motivations behind people doing good.
当然有一款真特殊的人，伊咧最好无要求任何的物件。
And of course there are some people who are noble and they're special and they do good things without asking anything in return.
但是一般来讲是归入伫这两款的状态顶面。
But most of the time people are motivated to do good works out of these two reasons.
但是基督徒就行好有表现。
But Christians should also do good and they should show their faith.
为什么?
Why?
因为伊主要是因为当伊认捌了耶和华了的时阵，真自然的回应。
Because when they know God, this is only the natural response.
啊，我讲一个例，好不？
And let me illustrate.
譬如讲，你看到一个真水的女的。
Suppose you see a beautiful woman.
然后你真正来讲，哇呀，水啊伊。
Naturally, you exclaim, "What a beautiful woman!"
我跟你讲，当你讲啊呀水的时阵，迄个吼，就是对这个物件的认识的一个回应，你明？
When you say, "What a beautiful woman!" it is a response you make out of knowing this person.
你明？当所以，当咱如认识这个耶和华是偌荣耀，认识这个耶和华偌伟大，真自然，咱会拍败在上帝面前。
So the more we know God and how great He is and how glorious He is, the natural response is to praise Him, is to bow before Him.
兄弟姊妹，我感谢上帝，最近在咱的教会里面有新的一代啊起来了，对迄、那个。
This year we have many youngsters moving from the junior church to adult church. And I'm very thankful for you. But I would like to say to you young people, that when you come to church, it should not be that you're here only for your parents.
But I would like to say to来的时阵是你经历认捌这个上帝以后的一款的回应。
I hope you are here as a response to having known God and experienced God yourself.
因为你老爸妈妈的上帝无独独是你的上帝。
Because your parents' God is not necessarily your God.
当你认捌这个耶和华是。
Do you know the same God that your parents know?
Brothers
and sisters,
除了你跟我实在 认不了耶和华的时阵，咱真自然会到上帝面前趴大落来。
When we have known God and experienced Him, then it is only natural for us to want to worship.
所以你看到这段经文，你就认不，原来哦，这个认不上帝的人，实在认不上帝的人，伊会干哪，伊会。
So in this passage, we see that someone who has come to a knowledge of God will surely return to Him.
所以你看到思想的回归
，returning to Him in the mind，
你看意志顶的回归
，in the will，
你看到行动顶的回归
，and in His actions，
然后归于外头
，and He will totally turn back to God。
但是当因外头了的时候
，after they turn back to God，
那有另外将代志发生
，something else happened。
以利亚叫什么
？Elijah said to them。
了以利亚给因讲一句话讲
，Elijah said。
了以利亚就对因讲，掠条巴力的先知，无用阮一个人来走，众人拢掠条了因。以利亚就带因到基顿河边。
Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal, and not let one of them escape." And they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slaughtered them there.
啊，兄弟姐妹，我将恁带到加密山顶吼。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me take you back to Mount Carmel.
你若伫这个所在，你看到百姓认不了耶和华，拍败伫伊啊。
Here on Mount Carmel, the people came to know that the Lord is God, and they bowed to worship God.
然后这个时阵，我甲恁讲一句话。
Let me tell you.
伊讲，哎。现在你叫隆重这款的人，将迄个假先知给抓嘞。
Elijah called on them to seize the prophets of Baal.
然后我跟伊讲，你赶紧拿拿抓，你隆重给伊拍死，一个拢唔能留。
Not just to seize them, but to slaughter them, all of them.
啊，那比如讲，我今仔日是去伊里，请你安尼做。
Suppose today I'm Elijah and I'm asking you to do that.
你会安尼做未
？Would you do it?
哇，这个大问题啊！
Can we do it today? It will be very problematic.
为什么要将因隆重拍死，连一个人无要留咧
？Why did they have to kill all the prophets of Baal?
这什么原因
？What was the reason?
这个咁也未残忍嘛
？It wasn't that very cruel.
Now, 兄弟姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我要爱解释真清楚这样代志。
Let me explain what's going on here.
在一般咱的时代。
Normally, today in our age, we wouldn't do that. Why don't we do it? Today we live in a pluralistic society. We are living in a relativistic society. What is pluralism and what is relativism?
多元的社会是代表什么？你得用阮无相无相。
We have a pluralistic society. That means we have to allow different cultures to coexist.
然后咱相信，哎呀，这款物件皆是各行各有好，所以是相对的存在。
We live in a relativistic society because we believe everything is relatively good or bad, and therefore everything has to be there.
像弟兄们，这个时阵，咱特别看代志，常常用这个层面去看物件。
We often see things in this relative manner.
所以呢，因为这款的原因。
Because of this,
然后咱将基督教，然后刻在宗教里面其中一个。
We often think of Christianity as one of many religions.
所以话，除了各项宗教，咱刻在上一个平等的一个层面。
And we treat all religions as being equal.
然后咱就看各项物件，你得好好尊重。
And we say we need to respect all religions.
因为伊拢是上一个。
Because they're all equal.
所以因无这个多元化的社会无赞成这样物件。
In this pluralistic society,
因无爱赞成是遐尼侪平等里面有一个突出。
People don't want to elevate one out of the many which are considered equal.
啊，那伊无爱将一个相对里面将一个给绝对起来。
If all the religions are relative.Then they don't want one religion to be absolute.
所以，因为咱现在进入时阵有这款的思想角度，然后咱看宗教的事。
Because today we have this perspective, so when we look at all religions,
所以咱应该都包容。
We are for tolerance.
然后，咱希望各项物件隆重、真和谐，袂唔通
And we are for harmony and not fighting. That's the perspective of pluralism. And because we come from that kind of a background and perspective, and we look at this passage, we feel that Elijah was doing something very unreasonable. When we look at this passage from our pluralistic point of view, what do we conclude? We would probably do this. We would say to the people, if you want to worship God, that's good. If you want to worship the Lord, that's good. If you want to worship Baal, well, I should respect you. That's a pluralistic point of view. But in this passage, it's another way. Passage based on our pluralistic perspective. Why did Elijah have to kill all the prophets? Because he was not looking at this from a pluralistic perspective. He looked at the matter from an absolute point of view. In other words, he was looking at what is absolutely true. Something that is true will not allow the existence of something that is false. Elijah and the people saw who God was, and they had to conclude that the Lord is God and Baal is a false God, and so they cannot tolerate it. Brothers and sisters, some people think Christianity is being unreasonable. Why do you insist that only your God is right and our God is not? I'm sure sometimes when you are talking with people of other religions, they have that feeling. Let me tell you how to respond to these people. It's not a matter of being reasonable or not. It's a matter of what's absolute and what's true and false. It's not a matter of whether we're reasonable or not. For example, if you tell your son, you have to call me dad. You tell your son, you call me dad. Let me tell you. When you say that, if you're really the dad, and you tell your son to call you dad, is that being unreasonable? Is that being unreasonable? It's not a matter of whether you're unreasonable or not. Because that's the truth. That's the fact. Because you are the dad. Well, your son can have a lot of ninong or godfather. A child can have 10 godfathers. But he cannot have 10 dads, right? That would be a big problem. And so when we see things from an absolute and factual point of view, it's not a matter of being unreasonable or reasonable. You know why we cannot tolerate falsehood? There are two important reasons. One is that if you allow the falsehood to continue to perpetuate, then it will one day syncretize with the truth. In the end, people would not be able to tell the true from the false. That's the first reason. The second reason why they could not tolerate falsehood, because the false thing is often will often endanger the people. You know that in the Philippines recently they raided a warehouse with 700 million pesos worth of fake products. Fake brands. There was one person who is going from China to Hong Kong. This person was arrested for being in possession of many fake LV bags. The custom officers asked this person, why are you selling all these fake LV bags? You know how this person answered? He said, if I don't sell all these fake LV bags, how can I find money to buy a true LV bag? Isn't that interesting? Now, the bag is not so bad. In China, you know, they have fake milk powder for small
children.
And many children were harmed as a result of consuming these fake milk powder.
And
even worse than that,
antibiotics.
There are fake medicines, such as fake antibiotics. Fake medicine. In other words, if you allow the fake to continue existing, they will harm people. So we have to understand one thing. If something is true, then by necessity, it excludes the existence of falsehood. And if we allow the counterfeit or the fake to continue existing, they could confuse people and they could even harm people. And therefore, let me insert an advice. Please do not buy fake brands. Do not buy fake brands. A bag may be worth 500,000. Maybe you can get it for 500 pesos only, and they look alike. But don't buy fake brands. Because the more you buy fake brands, the more you're encouraging people to make fake brands. Brothers and sisters, if you have fake stuff at home, get rid of them today. Get rid of them. Even worse than that. There are people who, in the name of sharing the gospel, use materials that violate copyright laws. If our God is a true God, then we should uphold what is true. This is something we need to be thinking about. So if we're looking at something from this absolute point of view, we know that a lot of religions actually are motivated by good intentions. Yes, they're motivated by good intentions. They try to help people. But from an absolutist point of view, there is only one true God, and the true God is the only one that's true. But be careful. Let me clarify, though, that in the application of the absolute truth, there may be relative ways of applying. For example, the Bible says, honor your parents. That's absolute. But then if you go to different cultures, like the East and the West, they apply that differently. You know, in the Eastern mindset, to honor your parents is to always obey them. Just do what they say.
但是你绝对不能将你的父母送去养老院。
And never, never send your parents to the home for the
aged. Well,
that's the Eastern application of honoring our parents.
可能到美国的时候，父母到老就送去那里，去养老，那个对应较好。
But if you go to live in America, maybe it is better, and it is honoring our parents to put them in a home for the aged.
因为伊那边较有伴，那死吼，较有人在，你知无？
Because they have friends there at the home, and if some harm comes to them, then people will know.
但是你明白，那个绝对，那个层面的孝顺。
But then, of course, honoring our parents, filial piety is an absolute. But in the application thereof, there might be relative variances. And so we need to be sensitive to our culture also. But the worst is in the Philippines, we are caught very confused between cultures. For example, if a child is getting married, they want the Western style. The child is for the Western mindset, and they say, getting married is my business, so I marry someone I want. But then when he is having his wedding, then he wants the Asian way, the Eastern way. They want the parents to pay for the wedding. They want both the Western and the Eastern thing. But I'm sorry to say there is no such advantage in this world. But no matter what, there is always an absolute. Obviously, Elijah was not looking at this matter from a pluralistic point of view, but from an absolutist point of view. Because of that, they had to slaughter all the false prophets. It wasn't a matter of cruelty. So our understanding or our application is that when a person comes to know the Lord, he will respond to God by returning to God and by getting rid of all the evil things. Finally, when a person knows God, and after he returns to God, he will enjoy God's blessing. Now, after this whole thing at Mount Carmel, Elijah said to Ahab, Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink because soon the rain will be here. And then after that, Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel and he prayed there. He told his servant to go look at the sky to see what happens. And the servant said he didn't see anything. After 7 times of that, the servant said, I see a little cloud now, only as big as a man's hand, rising from the sea. And Elijah knew that rain was coming. So he asked someone to warn Ahab to go in his chariot. To go in his chariot to Jezreel. Otherwise, he would be kept back by the rain. In other words, Elijah knew that rain was coming soon, and sure enough, a dead.
兄弟姊妹，迄个时阵的雨非常的重要。
Now rain, of course, was very important at that point.
因为迄个时阵已经以色列经历几落年的无落雨的经历。
Because remember, it had not rained for years in Israel.
那伫迄个所在，伫基列的溪水已经也是打落，你记未
？Remember, even the brook of Gilead dried up.
所以换句话，伫迄个时阵，规个所在。
So the whole land was parched.
然后感谢上帝，以利亚讲雨来了。
But thank God, Elijah said that rain was coming.
因为你看到当人认捌上帝
，When people knew the Lord,
会晓回归上帝
，And they turned to the Lord,
恩典降
，Then God's blessing came.
你看到恩典降
，God's blessing came after that.
兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, God loves to give blessing. But remember why God withheld the rain? That was a punishment for Israel. So that when the rain came, God, in fact, withdrew his punishment. And once again, God extended his hand in grace, in blessing. So, brothers and sisters, when we know God, do we respond to him? Do we turn to him and get rid of all the evil things? Blessing is waiting at the door. Blessing is waiting at the door. Look at Europe today. All through history in Europe, whenever they exalted God, we see a rise in Europe. When they abandoned God, we see their fall. The rise and fall of America is similar.
你讲有时阵，咱要行一条路，要行上帝路，要蒙恩的路，我讲无简单啦。
You know, it's not easy sometimes to walk the path of grace.
Now,我来马拉本属奉的时阵
，When I first started serving in Malabon,
迄个时阵会有六十个人啦。
We had about 60 members at that time.
然后那边探访也紧探了了。
And it took a very short time to visit everyone.
It
was easy to go on visitation because you go to one neighborhood and you actually ended up visiting about one-fifth of the member.
Elliot
was just staying there across the street. Our brother Teddy used to live in Araneta Village. So everybody was close by, and it took only a short time to visit everyone. That time I had more leisure. Sometimes we would go bowling. I remember going on bowling trips with Sabet and our brother Anton. And sometimes we played mini golf. You know, in E. Rodriguez, there used to be a big piece of land for mini golf. And there was one particular hole that I still remember. There are two ways to get to the hole. You can go through the shortcut or the long cut. Well, the shortcut is always riskier because your ball could go off. The long cut was safer. But it's just longer. You have to take a few more putts.
然后我吼，男的，咱逐爱逐摆也爱去试 shortcut。
Being the man that I am, I love to take the shortcut.
啊，逐摆吼，迄个球逐摆 out of bounds 较侪啦。
And of course, I used to lose my ball a lot.
然后到落尾，我甲看到一个牌。
And I observed that there was a sign.
伊讲啥物啊？迄个较短路吼，较危险啦。
That's the one is a shorter and riskier way.
然后用较长的迄个较安全淡薄。
The other one is a longer but safer way.
啊，你问你，你要伫短啊长啊
？So which way would you go? Will you go the shorter and riskier way or the longer and safer way?
啊，
If God tells you to go the short way, then go ahead. But if God did not tell you to go the shortcut, don't take it. Sometimes God takes us on a very roundabout way. But maybe that's the safer way. Well, God leads us all in different ways. But one thing for sure, when you know God, you obey Him and you return to Him, I can only say, it is surely the way of blessing. I hope that in the new year, all of you will be on a way that is showered by God's blessing. And that will happen when you know God, when you respond to Him and return to Him, and when you get rid of the evil in your life. In the coming year, may we allow God to be God in our lives. Don't just trust in the God of your parents. May this God really be your God. And just walk in God's way. You will be blessed. Let's pray. Thiên Chúa chúng con cảm ơn Ngài, có chỉ bài đi sĩ, có chín có hoa, đi sĩ tốt ít, để chín xin. Khi đến đi sĩ chín xin, bằng chân quân hồ quân có khá tùy cứu đến bắt đi. Hồ quân nã đến bắt đi ở sĩ chân, hồ quân à sĩ hiểu hồi yên đi. Hồ quân yên quân ế, yên quân ế thảo, yên quân ế tí xác, yên quân ế xìm, yên quân ế ý chí, yên quân ế hình tông, lại hồi yên đi, lại biểu đạt. Gun din pat di gun hui kai kui ng di. Timbe siyong te dia pang chan gun chong pae mi kya kai tu ki. Di chige ni be e si chun ho gun jia sit lai chige sim liang e toa sao tu chong hui pae e tu ki. Gun di sin e zini lai bin go ka an jiao siyong te di yi su lai siang huat. Ho gun di sin e zini lai bin go ka bong siyong te di toa toa e su un. Wan yi kao hui hea di ji be long u. 龙有蒙福的真理，安尼祈祷，主耶稣基督的名。